in past years, most big summer films have been action movies. Stars like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone became known for appearing in summer movies. In recent years, movies featuring Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, The Incredible Hulk, Thor, the X-Men, and other comic book characters dominated the theaters. Such summer blockbusters are not usually considered as serious possibilities for big awards like Oscars and Golden Globes. Studios usually release films they think could win such awards later in the year. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences is the organization behind the Oscars, or Academy Awards. Critics have argued that the organization often ignores movies that are hugely popular with the public. But this year, some big summer releases are getting a lot of awards buzz. Among them is a July movie called Dunkirk. Christopher Nolan directed the film, which is based on an event that happened during World War II. A New York Times critic recently called the film a tour de force and brilliant. The story takes place in 1940. Hundreds of thousands of Allied soldiers were battling with Germany near the French city of Dunkirk. The Allied soldiers were under especially great risk of being killed or captured. But an evacuation effort took place over a few days in late May and early June. Many small civilian boats crossed the English Channel to help more than 300,000 soldiers escape danger. Emma Thomas is the producer of Dunkirk. She said she is not worried about awards. She just wants to make movies that people like. July is a good time for movies because many people take time off from work and have time to go to the theater. This film we primarily thought of as an entertainment, she said. For us, we make films for audiences. My feeling is always, if your film works and people engage with it, anything that comes later is a huge bonus. Audiences, Thomas said, think differently about movies that come out later in the year. You're almost limiting it, in a way, and we don't want to limit the film. Another summer film that may make Oscars news is Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman has sold a lot of tickets since it came out in June. Over $380 million worth. But it has received great critical praise as well. Both director Patty Jenkins and actress Gal Gadot could be considered for awards early next year. A recently released summer movie receiving award buzz is The Big Sick. It tells the real-life story of a Muslim-American comedian who falls in love with a young woman right before she gets seriously sick. Doctors place the woman into a coma while they treat her. The film Detroit is also under discussion as a possible award nominee. The movie will open in August. It tells about 5 days of riots in the city of Detroit, Michigan, 50 years ago, during the summer of 1967. Catherine Bigelow directed Detroit. She also directed The Hurt Locker, which won Best Picture in 2010, it was also a summer movie. Bigelow said, "Awards are not why we make these films. Whatever happens along any other lines, I have no idea." I'm Dan Friedell.